This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The American startup Uber has made a big splash here, making it easier to get a ride. But in China, things are trickier for the company because there's a lot more competition. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports on how it's doing.
Here's one reason why Uber works in the U.S. market.
If you're in San Francisco, you can't hail a taxi easily. But in the U.S., you can just take your phone, click a button, and then somebody will come in 5 minutes.
Sean Ryan, author of The End of Cheap China, says there are many reasons Uber may not work very well in China. For one,
in China, it's pretty easy to get a taxi.
And a cab ride in China usually costs a few dollars. And if you're stranded in Shanghai without a ride, you can use one of many Chinese driver booking service apps that'll help you find one.
There's a lot of Chinese companies that have been backed by large technology firms that are going to create a very competitive environment. So it's not going to be quite as easy for them.
Uber says an emphasis on safety will make it stand out among the competition. It'll ensure its drivers will ride slow and steady, a rarity in a country where a cab ride can sometimes feel like a combination of NASCAR and a game of chicken. But after 6 months in China, Uber's been forced to reduce its prices. A sign says, Ryan, that it's already beginning to falter. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.